Proclamation number 1398, dated the April 28th, 1940. Catastrophe. Prediction. Undivided attention is necessary in order to be able to receive the following proclamation. Divine wisdom has intended an event the effects of which will be dreadful. A disaster shall develop in the very near future which can neither be prevented nor diminished by way of earthly efforts. Countless spiritual beings will move into action and, on behalf of divine instruction, turn the interior of the earth into upheaval. The earth will split open and masses of water will burst through. An act of destruction of catastrophic proportions will take place which will bring indescribable misery upon the people who will be affected by it. And this will happen very soon. For you humans will only deem yourselves powerful and safe from all danger for a little time longer. You only observe world events around yourselves and feel secure and out of danger. Yet you forget that there is a power in charge of everything in, on and above the earth. And since you forget the one who reigns in accordance with his will, he shall speak to you through the forces of nature and you'll have to listen to him, for you will be unable to escape his voice. You pay no attention to instructions from above. Suffering on earth doesn't change your thinking. Yet you will be unable to drown out the divine voice since it is stronger than all the noise in the world. And therefore it is proclaimed to you in advance, so that you will recognize the Lord when his voice resounds. Admittedly, the world does not want to hear anything about it. It will try to control the great adversity with purely earthly means and constantly negate divine activity. And many will agree with this opinion and thus only see the misery but do not recognize the divine will which, for the sake of humanity's improvement, will expose whole stretches of land to destruction. And this time it will announce itself by the fact that a country will be affected by an unmerited pestilence which will subsequently get this country into very serious difficulties. And since no earthly help will seem possible anymore, God himself will step into action and instruct the elements of nature to intervene in earthly measures. And whoever deems himself great before will become small, for he will need all his resources in order to rebuild what was destroyed. People will be needed for the reconstruction of his own country which, having previously flourished, will be desolate and bare and require many workers. And this is the time when people will reflect on different questions than before. For anyone who survives this time will truly enjoy God's favor. He has testified to being united with the Lord. In greatest distress he had sent his thoughts to the Father in heaven, and the Father answered the prayer of the human being who had recognized and found him in most severe adversity. After all, he only sends severe suffering upon humanity so that it shall find its faith in God again. And thus he will also have to forcibly raise the utterly destroyed faith again by demonstrating his omnipotence to people and showing the world that he is Lord over heaven and earth. Amen.